From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service has found more virulent Newcastle disease in California, with the latest discoveries coming from a commercial layer flock in Riverside County. This marks the third time in 2 months the disease has been found in commercial operation. Prior to December, the disease had not been identified in commercial poultry since 2003. APHIS reports the disease is related to an outbreak last spring in Southern California backyard exhibition birds. President Trump addressed the American Farm Bureau Federation convention in New Orleans, hitting hard ongoing trade issues, tariffs with China, and the new U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. According to MilkBusiness.com, he talked about taking the toughest ever actions to confront China's unfair trade practices, saying American farmers deserve removal of arbitrary bans on U.S. ag imports, providing fair market access to all American producers. President Trump also heralded the new USMCA as a welcome replacement to NAFTA. 2 weeks ago marked the first time in more than a year cattle feeding margins exceeded packer margins. Feed yard closeouts improved $27 per head to $104. Vail, Oregon's Sterling Beef Profit Tracker tells AgWeb.com packer margins slipped $20 per head to $87 following a $2 decline in beef cutout. For the week ending January 11th, cash cattle sold for an average of $124 per hundredweight, while the beef cutout closed the week at $212.76. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.